USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is participating in a roundtable with supporters and delivering remarks at a fundraising committee luncheon. This after the president officially launched his 2020 campaign in Orlando, Florida on Tuesday.
We're fighting against the same far-left politicians that ravaged our great cities and crushed the dreams of African-American middle class. The same people who threw open our borders and allowed drugs, gangs, and illegal labor.
Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney spoke with reporters regarding the recent increasing tensions in Iran. The congresswoman says that America should continue its pressure campaign.
We will defend freedom of navigation, that we'll defend the Straits of Hormuz, we'll defend our interests and the interests of our allies, and that we will not be in a position where they feel that they can blackmail the world with continued rogue behavior.
This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
With the latest polling on the Democrats running for president, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden maintaining a very comfortable lead over the other Democratic presidential hopefuls in this latest poll from USA Today and Suffolk University. The survey finds Biden with a 15-point lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 30-15%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren coming in third, with 10% among likely Democratic primary voters. No other Democrats in the huge field hit double digits in the poll. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The House Judiciary Committee is debating a bill that would study how the U.S. would implement reparations for victims of slavery. Testifying on Capitol Hill, actor Danny Glover says justice for black people cannot be achieved without radical change to the structure of our society. Meanwhile, Senator Cory Booker argued that black Americans deserve compensation for slavery, domestic terrorism, and segregation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on the defensive after calling migrant detention centers on the southern border concentration camps. The New York Democrat made the comparison Monday night on Instagram while criticizing the Trump administration's treatment of illegal aliens. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, shares with Fox News his thoughts on Ocasio-Cortez's comments.
I think she needs to understand what history is and not compare the both. The other thing she has to understand, too, what is happening along the border, has she been there to see it? These are people who are illegally crossing, to coming over. This is a country that's actually caring for them, providing their health care, taking care of the children. And the majority of children that are coming over are not with their parents. So it's fundamentally different, and she's trying to use something without understanding history, and I would never compare the two. She actually owes the country an apology.
One of the big four tech companies is building homes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Google promises $1 billion to address sky-high housing prices that it and its fellow Silicon Valley companies aided in the Bay Area. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes on land that it currently owns in the area. Some will be for low- and middle-income families. In the past 20 years, the price of an average home in the Bay Area has gone from $300,000 to close to $1 million. Those huge costs have led to an ever-increasing homeless population, many of whom have full-time jobs but can't afford a place to live.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.